St Miles Bridge, also known as Coslaney Bridge, Steve Silk's favourite Norwich bridge. There's been a crossing here for more than 800 years. Earlier versions in first wood and then stone were replaced by this iron bridge in 1804. Designed by the architect James Frost, it may well be the earliest cast iron bridge in East Anglia. Duke Street Bridge, the last of the ugly ones to be built and only the second to exist on this site. The first bridge was constructed in iron in 1822. Exactly 150 years later, the City Council replaced it with today's wider concrete design. A more elegant bridge here would transform what is rather a morose stretch of river. St George's Bridge, also known as Blackfriars Bridge. Another beauty. This one was built in 1784 by Sir John Soane, an eminent late Georgian architect who would later rebuild the Bank of England. A single-span bridge of Portland stone with iron balustrades, it was restored at a cost of £50,000 in 2009. There's been a bridge at this point since the 13th century. Fye Bridge, probably the first bridge to exist in Norwich. If you take the King Street-Magdalen Street axis to be the first north-south thoroughfare, then a bridge along this stretch makes perfect sense. Archaeologist Brian Ayres points to the discovery of an ancient wooden causeway across the river here. He hasn't been able to date the wood precisely, but his best guess is to the 10th century. The current brick bridge was completed in 1933. Whitefriars Bridge, also known as St Martin's, probably the second crossing point in Norwich, and built soon after Fye Bridge. One theory is that it connected the cathedral to episcopal land north of the river. It gets its name from the Whitefriars Priory established on the north bank in the 13th century. It was destroyed during Kett's Rebellion in 1549, later rebuilt in first wood and then stone. The latter survived until 1924, when the council was widening the river to try to prevent a repeat of the disastrous 1912 floods. Its elegant successor was the work of city engineer A.E. Collins, proof that council-designed bridges don't have to be as nondescript as on Duke Street. Finally, Gerald Bridge. Over a couple of days in November 2011, three huge chunks of weathering steel were slowly lowered across the Wensum. Welded together, they formed the city's latest bridge, and perhaps the most novel of the 13 yet to be built. The Gerald Bridge was built to connect the cathedral and court quarters to the Barrack Street development on the north bank. But it doesn't go from A to B in a straight line. Instead, the bridge runs parallel to the river on the south side before sweeping across in a gentle curve. And apart from two slender columns, nothing connects the bridge to the riverbed. It's that weathering steel which gives the bridge its distinctive designer rust look. The engineers claim it should require no maintenance for 120 years.